Following the prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq, U.S. detention facilities in Afghanistan have come under renewed scrutiny. Some former Afghan prisoners have come forward to say that they, too, were physically and sexually abused in U.S. custody. Reporter Roxana Saberi recently traveled to the Afghan capital Kabul and has this report.
Mahboob Ahmad says he works more than usual these days on his farm in the eastern Afghan town of Gardez. He says he has to make up for the time he lost in U.S. custody last year.
They took me away from my home here. I was sitting in this house, and they took me away.
The 35-year-old says he still doesn't know who turned him over to U.S. forces back then. All he knows is that someone claimed he was a driver for the ousted Taliban regime. He says this charge landed him at the American Detention Center near Gardez and later in the main U.S. jail in Bagram, near the capital. 5 months, he says, he'll never forget.
There was a lot of abuse here. They tortured us a lot. They used to chain our hands together and hang us from a ceiling. Other times, they used to tie my hands behind my back and kick me hard on my back so that I would roll over a stick they had placed beneath my shins. It hurts a lot here. If you'd seen it, it hurt a lot.
Ahmad is one of a handful of former Afghan inmates who have gone public with their claims of physical, psychological, and sexual abuse in U.S. custody. He said he was encouraged by reports that have come to light in Iraq. In response to claims of abuse here and in Iraq, the U.S. military has announced it's reviewing its roughly 20 detention centers across Afghanistan. The military had earlier begun an investigation into the deaths of two Bagram inmates in December 2002. Both were ruled as homicides after military autopsies. The military says Ahmad's case is also under investigation. At a recent news conference in Kabul, U.S. military spokesman Tucker Mansager said the military takes all allegations very seriously.
We're determined to find out all the facts and get to the bottom of the allegations. I can also say that we are continually, as we have been before, but we are continually reviewing our procedures for treatment of persons under control, and we will continue to do that as well.
The president of Afghanistan's transitional government, Hamid Karzai, said in an interview he'll withhold judgment until he gets results from the U.S. prison review. But he says he's confident that any abuse that may have taken place would have been on the part of a few bad apples in the military.
It's definitely not part of wider policy. If there is any misbehavior, that may be on part of individuals. And the U.S. government will take action definitely, and we will take action definitely. It's not a policy on the part of the U.S. government that I'm sure about.
But that assertion has been challenged by some human rights groups. The New York-based organization Human Rights Watch says there are credible and persistent reports of abuse at U.S. detention facilities throughout the country. Members of Afghanistan's own Human Rights Commission say they don't have much faith in the U.S. investigations. One member, Rafiullah Bidar, says the U.S. has so far turned down the commission's requests to visit detention facilities like Gardez and Bagram.
They must take us. They must take us. The review that has begun involves teams that are solely American. It would have been good if at least one Afghan organization were included.
The U.S. military says its policy of allowing only the International Committee of the Red Cross to visit detainees in American custody won't change. So for now, members of the Human Rights Commission say they're basing their findings on what former inmates, like Ahmad and dozens of others, have reported over the past few months. As for Ahmad, the military released him after numerous interrogations. They gave him a document stating he posed no threat to the U.S. armed forces. Now Ahmad is calling for financial retribution and a formal apology.
If they want to oppress Afghans, it's better that they go, the Americans. If not, they can stay.
For NPR News, I'm Roxana Saberi.